The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now we are going to be talking about fussy eating and fussy eating in the warm weather. Very, very warm. Still not quite as sunny as it was maybe a few days last week, but very, very heavy. And we know what happens when it's very heavy out there. We all lose our appetite, and that is true of our kids as well. So Louise Lennox is with me of fussyeatingkids.com. She's a children's feeding therapist specialising in picky eaters. Louise, maybe I should ask actually before I declare that to be true. Is it true? Do kids lose their appetite like we do a little bit when it's warm?
Absolutely. I think they lose it even more because a lot of our children would have a more limited range of food than most of us adults would have, because there are picky eating adults out there. And what happens is it's actually a lot of like biology that goes on our bodies, because in order to digest food, we need to stay at a certain core temperature. And so when it gets really hot, our blood goes more to our skin to let us sweat, and then that slows down digestion. So we actually don't feel as hungry. And then when we are hotter, we tend to be a little bit more tired and overwhelmed. And then most of the time when it's really hot, it's summertime, which means schools are off, and then our kids are out of routine. They're probably eating more ice cream than they would. And that all impacts on their appetite.
And what about the types of food that we might be eating as adults as well at this time of year? Like I live on this time of year and just a nice garden salad or a tuna salad or something. My kids are not picky eaters. But I mean, if I put a plate of lettuce with some tuna on top of it in front of them, they'd fairly turn their nose up.
Because, as I say, they haven't learned to like it yet.
Yeah.
My friend sent me a message today on holidays, and I was like, if anyone sent you a message on holidays that's in Spain at 37 degrees, if they had a roast dinner in front of them, you'd probably want to get them medically checked out.
Yes.
So we do. It looks more appealing. But it's, again, our body, because we eat, you know, more calorie dense food when it's colder, naturally go to it, and we want lighter food. So garden salad is very appealing. Watermelon has never seemed so delicious as when we've just had our recent heat wave. And that's what we're drawn to, sadly, for our children, because they're still learning about food. So we are so desensitized. We've been on this world much longer than our kids.
Yeah.
So we've learned to eat more foods. We know green food doesn't kill us. And we've learned to like tuna, for example, for our children when they've limited range. They might actually just feel disgusted like this. And a lot of the time they feel as if I make eye contact with my dad's green salad with tuna on it, he might make me eat it. So let's just not even attempt to look at it. They still feel the hunger. And what they might say is, I'm not hungry, might just mean I'm not that hungry yet. But it is trying to build in that routine. It's hard, though. We're trying to juggle camps. We're trying to juggle stopping, definitely from my retrospect, the two kids not killing each other and surviving till they get back to school next week. Might try to be a little spontaneous with a beach outing and still live life. So it's a juggle. I find summertime really challenging.
Yeah, and I think most people, and I don't know, is this true, but I think most people tend to just muddle through the summer. And as you say, there's that bit more ice cream introduced to the diet. And at this stage, they're probably thinking, there's a week left, I'll continue to muddle through. But if we get good weather for another few weeks, that's going to include the kids going back into school, and they need more energy level. They're going to be back learning. Lots of activities would have started up, after school activities. They're going to have homework again. So maybe there'll be parents listening to this and they think, you know, by next week, I kind of want to get them back eating a bit more substantially. But if the weather's still warm, they're still going to be in that frame of mind. So how do I square that circle?
So I actually have warned my kids. I said, we're not waiting till the sun goes down tonight to go to bed. So I'm actually starting from today, trying to get them back into a bit of routine, just for everyone's, for the kids as well, going back to school. So it's not suddenly one day you're lying in till 12 o'clock and the next day, boom, you're up at 7 o'clock in the morning. So trying to bring it back a little bit of routine. Kids need to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. So I'm not saying don't give them ice cream. Ice cream's one of my favourite foods in the world. But just have it after dinner or after lunch. If you're going to give it an hour before they're going to have dinner, that halves their appetite by half, and they're just not going to be naturally as hungry. So getting them back into a little bit of a feeding routine. And that starts with after you get them up in the morning, because, you know, a lot of the time they're just lounging around because we do have a slower pace. half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour after our kids wake up, that's actually the prime time for appetite. If you leave it a little bit longer, they'll get hangry. So that's actually when their appetite cues wake up. So try and even let that be the first step and time it. I've timed it. They're in a little eating routine. And then from the time they start that meal to the next one, it can be a snack, time 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on their age. If they're a little bit older, it's 4 hours. And that's the first thing I would start with from like today or sometime this week.
Okay. So that gets a bit of routine back in, yeah, and a bit of consistency as well before school gets up and running next week for everybody else. What about, because you just said something there when I talked about the tuna salad, they haven't learned to like it yet. What about parents then who think, you know what, I want to start introducing them to some of those other options and get them to eat some of the summery foods that we're more used to eating as parents? How do they do it if the kids are turning their nose up at it?
So a lot of the time they turn up their nose is because they're scared. And there's a huge element there is like, if you won't put a food in your mouth or don't like the appearance of it, you're probably not going to want to eat it. And it's giving them autonomy over their body. They need to know that it's okay if they don't like a food and that they have to learn how to like a food, because they're not born liking every single food. There's so many different, not even tastes, but sensory elements to food. So the first thing to do is give them permission that if they don't like the food, they don't have to like actually eat it and swallow it. So you mentioned their tuna salad. So if I was saying to you to help your 8 and 10 year old learn to like it, serve in the middle of the table and have a little side plate and let them put it on it. But let them put it on this little side plate with the understanding is that they don't have to eat it. Because when a child doesn't have to eat something, they're more inclined to give a little bit more notice because they feel if I make eye contact with it, dad's going to want me to eat it. Because that's our natural parenting styles, because we get excited. And then what I always get them to do is like touch the food, because so many sensory properties in touch is how we process it in our mouth. So if we won't touch it with our hands, it tells us if it's hot, if it's cold, if it's slimy, if it's dry, if it's crunchy. We can tell a lot of that just by the feeling of our hands and even trying to bring up to a smell, because just by doing those, we've broken down so many sensory properties to the food before we've actually even gone into our mouths.
I sometimes think as well in the summer, and I don't know what your experience is or the experience of others at home, where you've got kids who are still, as you say, minor in that age category, where you know, they're tearing around outside and they actually hate being interrupted to be told it's time to eat. And it means that actually they just come to the table and they'll try and either eat as little as they can before they can get back to play again, or they'll kind of hoover it up as quickly as they can if it's food that they particularly like.
Yeah.
And I wonder how then, because you said, look, but there's a, you know, there's a value in maybe that 2.5 to 3 hour gap. How then do you kind of stick with that, but at the same time maybe recognise, you know what, if we just let them play here for another half an hour, they'll actually just get hungry themselves and they might enjoy this more rather than resent having to stop.
They can get over hungry as well. And that's when I say that's the danger, I don't mean if you go over three and a half, you tune into your children. You know themselves.
Okay.
They've tiny tummies, they're smaller than ours. That's why they do need to eat more often. But when they're excited, that raises their adrenaline, and adrenaline switches off hunger. So fear or excitement or anxiety all switches off. So when they're having fun, they don't want to come in. So I always bridge a gap. Like I would never say to somebody, you turn off the TV and you tell them it's dinner time. So you need to bridge a little gap, maybe bring them in 10 minutes beforehand and tell them it's going to be dinner time, and let them know you can still go out with your friends, or let them know what's going to come next, so they don't feel that they're being punished by having to eat.
All right. Well, listen, Louise, thanks a million for coming into us. You'll have to come in again soon because school lunches and everything. That's the other.
School is back. And I just say, teachers, we have missed you. I cannot wait to hug you all.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have I survived summer. And if there's any parents out there that are really struggling, I'm starting back up my mealtime makeover for picky eaters in September. It's all online, but it's a time of year that stresses out all parents.
It does.
It
absolutely
really does.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Fishing out the lunchbox. Think how stressed though the parent is going to be who fishes out the lunchbox to find food in it from June.
I'd about to say mold in it. Yeah, I'm going to actually check my cupboards now.
There's a sandwich in a lunchbox out there somewhere. There certainly is, Louise. Thanks a million. Louise Lennox, fussyeatingkids.com, the website, the children's feeding therapist specialising in picky eaters, as she says. We'll talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.